I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Blessed greetings and love. Welcome to Bob Radio. Brian, how you doing?
Doing great. What's up, Carlos Culture?
I'm doing
good, bro.
Yeah, no problem. So Brian is the lead singer of a band called Synergy. And you guys are based here in San Diego now, yeah?
That's right.
Yeah. So I've known you for quite a while, so let's help them with a little bit of the history of Synergy. So from what I understand, you were an Arizona band that moved up to Humboldt or Washington. How what's the story? What's the origins of Synergy?
Right, so 2007, we got together in Flagstaff, Arizona, and then about 3 years later, we moved up to Humboldt, up in Arcata, California. We spent a few years there, I finished up college there, and then we moved to Ashland, Oregon, did another few years up there, and then in like, what was it, 2017 or something, we moved down to, we were trying to shoot for San Diego, but we overshot it. We ended up in Rosarito for those couple years, remember?
Yeah, I do remember that.
We were all over the place. And then we were there for 3 years, and then just like 2 years ago, we officially like finally jumped back over the border, and now we're like in San Diego, loving it. That was kind of the goal for a long time. So me and you met like when we were on the road still touring
right.
from Oregon, and you were like the first guy to really like open the door for us in San Diego. And I mean, there were so many tours that we go on, and Winston's Wednesday nights were like the show of the tour, you know, like it was like every time we come back up to Oregon, we're like, man, like
yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And you're one of the bands that's made Club Kingston great, and your band has progressed so much. It's so awesome to see how you've gotten your stage show together and string all the songs together and everything, and that's really, really, really cool. All right. So, what got you into playing music? Like, what to say? Hey, you know what? I'm going to grow dreadlocks and sing songs about peace and love and love and everything like that.
I got into Bob Marley when I was pretty young, like when I was like fourth grade or so. My parents got me a Bob Marley album. Kind of mistakenly, because I was actually after a UB40 song, Can't Help Falling in Love with You, but I couldn't really describe it, and they ended up giving me a Bob Marley CD. Ended up changing my whole life, because I was like, fell really hard into reggae.
Right.
And then I had the opportunity to see some like reggae bands growing up, you know, like I was like, and I feel like if we're lucky enough to inspire, it's only because we've been inspired. So I got to see some really cool bands growing up. Like Kindred, bands you know, they're still playing,
yeah.
Bro. Kindred, Bayuka, like
okay.
The guys that were playing back in the day, like they'd be playing when I was in high school.
Okay.
And so that, like, before that, I didn't really know that this was still like alive. And in Arizona at that time, there was so little reggae going down.
Sure.
So then I just couldn't believe that culture was still so alive, and I was like, holy crap, like. There's still a whole movement behind it and all that stuff. So that's kind of motivated. And then being in ska bands and punk rock bands in high school, mm-hmm. and then just like I always loved reggae and always wanted to like lead a band of my own. And then like basically kind of heartbreak, you know, was always a motivation to write music, and that's what got me to really sing for my first couple of times. And
uh-huh.
so yeah,
wow,
pretty awesome. to be able to, and now it's like full circle, you know, get to like, there's other, there's younger bands now coming up on the scene that are like looking at us like, oh man, I remember when we were in high school and we seen Synergy, and it's like, oh my gosh,
right.
Like, this is what it's all about, you know, the full circle. So
you were involved in music at a very young age, so you were in bands in high school and middle school and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. We were always doing battle with bands. Always, I was always on guitar, piano. I mean, anything I could get my hands on. Loved it. Loved it. Loved it. Synergy's been my baby for like, so it's 13 years this year.
Okay, so you were a musician, and then you got turned on to reggae music, and then you saw reggae bands, and you said, "Hey, this is what I like. This is what I want to do with my life, or this is something I like to pursue a little further on."
Never knew it would be something I'd be doing for my living, you know. I just kind of, it was something I did through college. It was something that my parents knew as soon as I finished college that I was just going to do it, you know. I was just going to like continue touring and stuff,
right?
The reggae was really like, that was all I ever wanted to play, you know, like growing up. I mean, I dabbled in ska punk bands, but it was reggae that had my heart the whole time.
Yeah, once you get the reggae bug, great. it's a lifelong infection.
Yes.
Which I love it. Which I love it just as much as you do. And you know, it's awesome. It's awesome. So you put a lot of miles on the road. You just recently came back from a coast to coast tour. You started here in California. You hit Texas. You played Florida. How were you received? How were the crowds? What was going on right there?
Dude, it was so awesome. We normally do the Northwest. We normally go up through the Northwest, Oregon and Washington, like we do Arizona, Idaho, that kind of run.
Yeah.
And this was going out east for first time, like first time going to Texas, first time doing Florida. And it was so cool. Really, really cool seeing like how oversaturated with reggae California is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you go far from the source and all of a sudden it's like, honestly, people really enjoyed the music. People were coming up to us like, wow, you guys are so good. We're in San Diego. There's so many good reggae bands.
Right.
You kind of, you know, it's like you don't stand out as much. You go to Florida, or you go to places that, like, aren't as predominantly known for reggae music, and people really latch onto it. And it was just crazy, because I heard so much Revolution, so much Slightly Stupid, so much Ayaterra and Irie playing on all the radios, like, in that area. I was shocked. There's, like, so much what they would call Cali reggae.
Right.
Pushed. In Florida, like that's the new thing. Like people are doing covers of Stick Figure, and like bands are, you know, making their whole sound based after.
Yeah. It's like the next generation.
To you,
yeah,
dude, 100%. So that was something I'd never seen before. I was like, wow, like, well, hey, this is amazing. You know, so it's like, it's really cool. San Diego is really blessed to have so much reggae. At the same time, these new spots that are coming up. Like, I just saw Article Sound System and Head AZ Roots. Have you seen them yet?
No, I wanted to see Article Sound System.
You heard that name, obviously.
Yeah.
Dude, they're so good. And it makes sense. Once you see them, they're like, okay, Florida reggae, and they're absolutely killing it. Super, super tight. So we play with a ton of bands out there. We play with a band called Drop People from Philly, and the Brothers Within from Daytona Beach, and
nice.
Reggae Lou, who you know.
Yeah.
You know Reggae Lou.
He was
out in San Diego. Dude, he's killing it up in Florida. So it was
wow. I saw a live stream. I saw a live stream of you guys at some bar. It was really well done. Really nice. So
it was the Treehouse.
The Treehouse, that's what it was.
So they were doing like kind of a Sugar Shack, like every live session they had was recorded, and they put it up on this. And I thought, that's really genius. Like, imagine every Winston show's recorded and streamed on YouTube later.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
It could be cool.
That'd be cool. I don't know how cool that would be when at the end of the night, but it's still pretty fun.
And some of those nights are just for us. You know, we don't want some of that. We don't even know if we want that on footage, bro. Good party.
It's all good, clean fun. Well, awesome. You just released a new single and video. Here I Am.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very, very cool. And so you also do scuba diving, right? And some of the footage in the video is underwater.
Yeah, that video I did all the lyrics. You know me, I like really like doing the DIY stuff. I feel like in every band there's someone like that wears more than one hat, right?
Oh, I'm, yeah, absolutely.
I've always been that guy. So you got to find that guy. And I really liked the DIY movement. Kind of always.
Well, even as I think everybody should be a DIY. You should be doing your own graphics. You know, you got to get involved. You got to be sharing the stuff. You got to talk to people. You got to manage equipment. You got to take care of the other band members. You know, there's so much to do. You have to be like a one man team. Especially as the leader of the band, you have to be the one man team. Me as a DJ, I don't have a band to rely on. I have to do everything, and so I know exactly what you're talking about.
I know you do. That's why we get along so well, dude.
Well,
always respect. It's always mad respect, dude. Always, always, always. All the years. Because I know what it is. I know what it was. Like I said, you really... See, San Diego has this... In Southern California, it's got this kind of cliquish thing going on. And you really were the first person to, like, lend us a hand in that and be like, yo, we were vetted by Carlos Colti.
Well, that's nice to hear. So this Here I Am single, it's of a upcoming record. What's going on? When's your next album coming? What's going on with your recording side of Synergy?
We've been working on it a long time. We're sitting on we got tracks ready. It's just a different dynamic, trying to understand how this music scene works and like if we're even going to release the full album all at once. It seems like everyone's doing singles and really focusing on these single releases.
Right.
So we'll probably drop some more singles with more, like, we're going to try to do music videos, you know, more actual music videos, not just lyric videos, but just make it look better, try to work smarter, not harder kind of thing. But
right.
It's hard because you want to get this stuff out. And by the time, you got to understand, by the time these tracks are out, you're already like a year and a half, 2 years past
when they were
recording,
written. Yeah.
Let alone writing it. You know, some of these songs are really, really old. So you're talking to an artist who's like not even present in that content. So, oh man, are you okay? Oh, this love song, this is heavy. It's like, oh, that was like, this content was written 3 years ago. Yeah, all good, bro. You know, it's all good. The video is all shot in La Jolla Cove, like all scuba footage, which was something I thought was cool and unique that like I had access to that not everyone does. Ton of underwater footage. So that was really cool and super well received. Super well received.
It's a great jam.
Good jam. And people like, well, the cool thing with the lyric video, people know the words. People have been covering it, you know, on their different instruments. So it's like making it more of that. Yeah, it's had a couple artists on the tour like cover Here I Am. Cat Hall covered it, and
it was
off the hook, man. So cool. Yeah.
Very nice. So, not a lot of touring going on right now, so we don't really need to talk about that. So we just look forward to more great music from you, and hopefully you'll be on the road again, and we'll be hearing the awesome sounds of Synergy.
Absolutely. I really appreciate that. Yeah, we can't wait to, you know, take this time to write more music. The art and the music that's going to come from this time is going to be incredible, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good thing to look forward to. That's what we're all looking forward to. And, you know, I see a ton of artists. They're doing live streaming and trying to, you know, continue in this time. So it's what needs to be done. So we're doing what we can.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, as far as us, we're like, we just got off the road. Like, we literally... The last two or three shows was like a national emergency, and that was the first tour anything like that's ever happened. So it was like right around us, we're seeing the whole, like the seams fall out from under us of the whole industry. You know, like Cali Roots is moving,
yeah.
Coachella moved, all these festivals are canceling, Reggae Rise Up canceled. You know,
yes.
Like, oh man, this is really happening.
Yeah,
which was really, really intense. I mean, the last couple of shows, it was strange in Satellite Beach, Florida, like. Maybe 12, 15 people at the bar. They're like, this place is smashed. Like, this place is normally packed to the brim.
Mm-hmm.
And it was crazy. People were still, you know, shaking hands and totally oblivious at that point. They were still just like... being human. You know,
yeah.
Just being normal, you know?
Yeah.
And we creeped across the country, and you start seeing, like, you know, in the bigger cities, the different way people are handling it. So that was a total trip, and this sense of urgency... I got to hand it to the band because that was just a hard tour for that. You know, it was like already on top of all the other stuff with touring, you know, not knowing where you're going to sleep. We're at that level of touring, so we're trying to save money on hotel rooms.
Absolutely,
we're sleeping in parking lots, sleeping in the car, you know,
sure.
So it was really hard. On top of it.
Well, let's give a shout out to your band members that went on your tour.
Yeah, man. So yeah, of course, Zena, probably number one, Queen Keezy.
nice.
So Zena is Hyrie's previous keyboard player. She did with King Sasha, she played with Sister Nancy and Baby Shams. Like, she's got a whole lot of touring under her belt.
Yeah, she's good.
And we pushed her really, really hard. So Zena killed it. We had Jerry Vasquez, he's on the bass now, some San Diego locals.
Okay.
And then Ruben, he's our new drummer, did an awesome, awesome job. And it was their first, like, real big tour for a few weeks, and they absolutely just had a blast. And then Joshua Clark, who is, like, my right-hand man on the guitar, and he's been with me for, like, 8 years or so. And he's an amazing person because, you know.
He's awesome. Your whole band, all those people are great.
Yeah.
They're all
great
awesome
guys.
People.
All killer people. We had a merch guy with us, Hunter, that, like, sold a ton of merch. And
awesome.
And then we had Tim Azzi. He booked the tour.
Okay.
From Reggae 360 and stuff. So there's a lot, and Cincy Trails, like, he's their manager too, and he's been, like, helping us out a lot, and that's something else. As much as I love doing the DIY, after 13 years, the booking just got so tiring, and I was like, dude, I don't, like, love doing the booking. I want to be...
Yeah.
We want to be playing music, and I love scuba diving, so that's what I want to do. So
right.
He actually took care of the booking, which he did killer. So
big up,
my shout
big
out
up, big up show. Tim and Reggae 360. Well, hey, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And before we go, just let them know what your social media handles are so they can find you and check out all your stuff.
Sure thing, bro. So you can check us out at facebook.com/synergyreggae. You can check us out on Instagram, is at Synergy Band, and that's Synergy with S-Y-N-R-G-Y, and our website, synergyband.com, and we'd love to really appreciate the connection and the content and always pushing, bro, like, in this interview or whatever, just, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. Cause
no problem. We'll just keep on keeping on, all right?
Can't wait to see you, bro.
Yeah, we'll see you soon.
See you at Winston.
Yeah, man. All right, then. So until next time, my brother.
All right. Take easy, man.
All right. Peace.
Really appreciate it.
Cool.
Hey, San Francisco. Dunkin' wants you to know that they're here to help you get up and running again with free coffee on Wednesdays for DD Perks members. If you ask me, free coffee is the perfect offer to help get back in the swing of things. So, DD Perks members, get a free medium iced or hot coffee on Wednesdays. Not a DD Perks member, but still really want to get a free medium coffee on Wednesdays? Join on the Dunkin' app today and use the app for an easy contactless way to order and pay. Pick up in-store or at the drive-thru. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, one per member, exclusions apply.